What if the reality you were programmed to believe were nothing more than an intricate fabric woven by the hands of fate? Would you be able to see through the pattern? Would your five senses alert you to the danger that surrounds you, just out of sight? You'd like to believe that you are the master of your own destiny. You'd like to believe that you chose to hit that play button of your own free will. And you might be right. Or you might be just another thread in the veil. Ireland, a misty and verdant land with a rich history of legends that speak of angels, druids, pixies, sirens, ghosts, demons, and other forgotten entities, both magical and mysterious. A land shrouded with secrets and forged by giants. Sometimes these tales of fantastic creatures are more than mere mythology. For Ireland is a portal to other worlds where our greatest fantasies and most fearful nightmares are very real. All we have to do to see them is step through the veil. Two longtime friends from upstate New York, Chris Young and Ryan Boland, are in the middle of an epic motorcycle tour along the coast of Ireland when a thunderstorm puts a damper on their travels.
Really? Every fucking night?
What do you expect? It's Ireland.
There's a little pub. I could use a pint.
Good call.
Fucking hell, I'm soaked.
Maybe they got a fire going.
All right, lads, what'll it be?
2 pints of Guinness, please.
€9?
5, 6, 7. That's 9 right there. It's a beautiful bar you got here.
Yeah, this place is great.
Pub's been around here for over 200 years. Original stones there in the wall and everything.
You get lots of Americans rolling through?
Americans. Never enough Americans, but yeah, we see our fair share.
Never enough?
Aye, we love having visitors around here. It's a quiet town, you see. There you are, 2 points.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Sláinte.
Where about in America you lads from?
New York.
Aye, the big city, huh?
No, we live in upstate.
You from the States, huh? Your first time in Ireland?
Yeah. Never been here.
They look like a couple of drained rats.
Don't mind him. He's so full of shite, it's coming out his ears. You did get soaked, though, right enough.
Yeah, the storm came in pretty fast.
And the rain looks like it may let up soon. I'm going to move closer so as not to holler at you. Now that's better. I like the leather jacket.
Do you?
Yeah, it's real sexy. You look like James Dean.
As long as I don't get right down to it.
Another word from you and I'll knock your teeth out, you shitey wee dick.
Come off it, Bill, or I'll have you out on your ear.
Every bar's got one like him.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Chris, and this is Ryan.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Buy you a drink, Sarah?
That would be lovely. How about a whiskey ginger?
Could I get a whiskey ginger for the lady here?
That'll be €4.50.
Thank you, stranger. Sláinte.
Sláinte.
Yeah, the questing beast.
Through the winter, he'll eat ya for dinner. And all through the winter, he'll eat ya alive. Your bones he will mash, with his teeth he'll destroy. A fiery mouth dragon eats girls and boys. And all through the winter,
fiery mouth dragon.
what they're singing about?
Ah, the questing beast. It's an Irish folktale about a monster that legend goes lives in the forest near the cliffs in this town. A beast with the head of a snake, the body of a lion, and hooves like a horse.
Sounds pretty fucking horrifying.
Yeah, sounds like he's straight out of hell.
Story is that in order to protect their tribe, the druids in this very village gave birth to the beast in a magical cave with crystals that sing.
Barred for the blood of human babies. His giant servant.
Ah, the beast. Bunch of silly nonsense my pa used to threaten me with when I was misbehaving.
Aye. My grandfather used to do the same. Used to give me nightmares. It's a silly old legend, but it makes for a good song.
He's real, I tell you.
Fuck off then, Bill.
No, he leads you in his 3,000 teeth. I seen him. He's a countdown to the devil. He loves the taste of Americans.
All right, Bill, out with you. Go on home. The old man be seeing things.
The Crystal Cave is real, though.
Really? In this village?
Aye. It's quite a sight. Shines like a million stars.
And you never heard a sound so beautiful in all your life. Like a choir of angels it was.
So let's go see it.
I can take you to see it. It's not far.
Okay, let's do it. It looks like the rain's let up.
Hope you don't mind the back of a motorcycle.
I'll manage. Towards the cliffs. The cave's not far.
Got it. So you from here?
Born and raised. My family's lived here for over 200 years.
You have a big family?
6 brothers. All of them 6 feet tall. So you better not rub me the wrong way.
I'll keep that in mind.
Hope you don't mind if I grab you a little tighter.
I think it's safer that way.
Slow down a bit. We're going to pull off this way. This is it. Pull over by that big pile of stones. It's just through these trees here. Here it is.
I can't see anything.
Now we'll sort that. There's a lantern the townspeople leave here. There we are. Here, take the lantern.
Thanks.
You'll head in. Maybe 200 feet to your right, you'll see the entrance to the inner cave with the singing crystals. Go a little further still, and you'll come to the heart of the cave. There's a giant crystal there. You should make a wish. The druids say it has magical powers and will grant blessing to those that believe.
I know what I'm wishing for.
You're a dirty boy.
You're not coming?
Well, the floor of the cave is full of water. I don't exactly have the footwear for it.
You want me to carry you in?
I'm sure you could, handsome. But I think I'll wait here for you. It's nothing I haven't seen 1,000 times.
Okay, you wait here.
Well, what if we get lost?
There's just the one path. There's no way you'll lose it. It's only a stone's throw. You shout and I can hear you from out here.
Come on.
Okay. You find this a little odd? She drags us out here and then doesn't follow us in?
She's just being a chick.
Caves are icky.
You're just trying to bang her.
Yes. Yes, I am. You hear that sound?
Oh, that's incredible. Oh, it's like a giant Christmas tree.
Oh! Oh, that's horrid.
Oh, what is that smell?
It smells like rotten, like meat.
Oh, it's like sulfur.
I think it's a safe bet that that's the giant crystal she was talking about.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is unreal. I want to move in here.
That would be the dream if you could get rid of the stench. What's above the crystal? Hold the lantern up. Oh, fuck.
What's that creature? The beast.
Get out of here.
Chris! Chris! Chris!
Hey there. I don't think this bike of yours will be seeing any more road trips.
What are you doing?
He's coming to eat you. He loves Americans.
Oh, God, I think I'm trapped. This is bad. Think.
Stop where you are, I'll mow you down.
You're trapped. It's a nasty fall off that cliff.
Get him on the altar.
What the fuck are you doing? Let me go!
Find him. Find him up.
Hey! Stop!
Feasty, time to feast.
God, help me.
And so the beast was fed for another winter, and the townspeople would be spared once more. The questing beast, the ancient familiar of the Druids, would live on, as he had for hundreds of years. Most believe that a monster like this is merely a tall tale, a manifestation of dreams. But others know that such evil is indeed very real when you cross to the other side of the veil. The Veil is created, narrated, and directed by Matt Fowler, and is a co-production with Vox Studios. Vox Studios is a Los Angeles-based audio post-production and production studio with state-of-the-art audio recording facilities that offer a variety of services in a multitude of languages. Mention The Veil to receive special pricing on your next project. Visit www.voxstudios.com for more information. Vox Studios, a voice for every language. This episode was written by Jeremy Johnson. The Veil theme song, Electric Revolution, was composed by Ben Milchev. The voice of Ryan is Ace Marrero. The voice of Chris is Jeremy Johnson. The voice of Sarah is Lisa Dobbin. The voice of the bartender is Eric Connolly. The voice of Bill the Drunk is Kyle Duncan Graham. The voice of bar patron was Phil Hirsch. The recording engineer for this episode was Ben Milchev. The mixing engineer and sound designer is Bernardo Passerino. Additional sound engineering provided by Giovanni Murillo. The original score for this episode was composed by Alessandro Januzzi. Featured tracks in this episode include the Questing Beast theme song, composed by Ben Milchev and Alberto Menezes, featuring Marie Mizuno, Milo Shearer, and Megan Lewis, The Banshee, and Scully's Reel by Slancha. You can follow us on Twitter at Veil Audio. If you would like to support The Veil and other Vox podcasts, please visit us on Patreon. Be sure to tune in to the next episode of The Veil, releasing Thursday, March 28th. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, perception is everything.